Answers Magazine, Volume 13.1, page 29, Science in Perspective. Yellowstone close to eruption. The magma under Yellowstone National Park is much closer to an eruption than scientists realized. When you assume geologic formations have been around for millions of years, as evolutionists do, you expect things to remain stable for eons. So evolutionary geologists were shocked to learn how quickly conditions can change inside the Earth. The process of magma buildup, which they thought would take centuries, can happen in mere decades or even years. In 2013, scientists discovered that the magma reservoir between Yellowstone is 2.5 times as big as previously thought. With that discovery came the realization that the reservoir already contains as much magma as the volcano spewed in its last monster eruption. That eruption, which occurred sometime before any human records in the Americas, spewed 240 cubic miles worth, or 1,000 cubic kilometers, of rock and ash across most of the western half of the United States. Volcanologists think such big eruptions empty the magma chamber, requiring a long time to refill it. However, a recent analysis of ash from the last giant eruption showed that the minerals in the magma must have built to critical pressure and temperature in mere decades. Otherwise, they would have different properties. Researcher Hannah Shamlou told the New York Times, "It's shocking how little time is required to take a volcanic system from being quiet and sitting there to the edge of an eruption. Thankfully, they still don't think another explosion is imminent." The idea that geologic processes of such magnitude can take place quickly is not shocking for biblical creationists. Geologist Dr. Andrew Snelling explains, "Because we believe in a much shorter history and a global cataclysmic flood only about 4,500 years ago, we would expect geologic processes to occur much more rapidly than is believed by those scientists who think in terms of millions of years." Dr. Snelling adds, "We have less to fear than these geologists believe. The evidence shows volcanic activity has been waning, and eruptions are becoming less fearsome as the Earth recovers from the flood cataclysm."
Spiders don't do the twist. When was the last time you saw a spider spinning helplessly at the end of its silk strand? Scientists recently tested silk from two species of golden orb weavers and discovered why that just doesn't happen. Unlike most fibers and ropes, spider silk is designed to deform when it twists. This prevents the silk from spinning. Researchers hope to adapt this unique design to create spin-free climbing ropes. One more example of how human technology is often inspired by the great designer who made all things for his glory and for our good. Blind design. Scientists keep finding evolution in action that clearly is not evolution at all, but sophisticated design. The latest example is blind cavefish. Eyes and the brain power to operate them drain energy. But energy is limited in lightless caves, where it would be better applied to other senses. What keeps fish in caves from growing eyes? In 2013, researchers found that cave environments inhibit a protein in cavefish embryos, reducing eye growth. But that's not all. A new study reveals they also trigger cellular machinery to add chemical tags, called methyl groups, that turn off genes for growing eyes. So cavefish go blind, but their DNA may not change. Then, if the fish leave the cave, their eye-growing genes are reactivated, and their offspring develop eyes. It's not one-way evolution, but the creator's complex design that allows fish to do their part to fill the waters as he commanded, whether in caves or above ground. Genesis chapter 1, verse 22.
Coming to America. A recent discovery adds to the evidence that people reached the Americas by boat, as creationists have long suggested, rather than by a long migration across central Canada during the Ice Age. Sloth bones found in central West Brazil, with notches carved into them, appear to be older than any human artifacts previously found in the Americas. The most widely accepted standard story is that the Clovis people were the first to reach the Americas through a trek down an ice-free passage in Canada. but creationists believe the descendants from Babel were highly advanced and could easily settle America by boat all along the coast rather than by a long and grueling migration overland. Continuing discoveries of earlier arrival in the Americas support this view. The sloth bones are dated to a time in the Ice Age when most scientists believe Canada was covered in ice and no ice-free corridor existed. So the only way for people to reach the remote region of Brazil was first by sea to South America and then overland. Such findings, if truly left by humans, help to fill in more details about events between Babel and the rise of early civilizations.
A cosmological conundrum. Evolutionary cosmologists are scratching their heads following the discovery of massive stars near the center of our galaxy. They have found many bright, massive, young stars orbiting where they supposedly shouldn't be, very close to the supermassive black hole at the galactic center. Most evolutionary astronomers think stars form naturally from clouds of gas and dust that collapse under their own weak gravity. But even if this highly improbable process could happen, a black hole's powerful tidal forces would disperse nearby dust clouds long before they could condense into stars. No big deal, evolutionists say. These newly discovered young stars probably formed elsewhere and were drawn toward the black hole. Well, there still is a problem. Massive stars consume their hydrogen fuel at prodigious rates. They go through it so fast that, paradoxically, they have shorter lifetimes than smaller stars. At the rate they use their fuel, the most massive stars, such as the ones near the galaxy's center, could exist for only a few million years. That means that in the evolutionary timeline, these massive stars have not had enough time to form and then move to their current location near the black hole. Of course, if God created the universe only a few thousand years ago, it isn't hard to explain where the stars came from or why they're still around. Individualizing medicine. One size doesn't fit all. The USA's National Institutes of Health, NIH, has begun a massive study of up to 1 million people, recognizing that individual humans respond very differently to treatments. Past medical studies have focused on general findings and often missed the intricacies of different individual responses to medicine. This study highlights the uniqueness of every human and the potential shortcomings of a one-size-fits-all approach to medicine. All of Us aims to discover how lifestyle and other complex factors cause some treatments to work one way for one person and another way for another person. Too often, studies have focused on patients who are most accessible, middle class, white, etc., rather than representatives of a true cross-section of the population. The $4.3 billion multi-year study is making a special effort to include people often missed in medical research, from migrant workers and the homeless, to minorities, children, and people living in out-of-the-way locales. Although we have much in common, God's Word teaches that every person is unique, Psalm 139, verses 13 through 18. So it will be exciting to see what the NIH discovers as it takes advantage of new technology to gather a broader sample for medical research that will allow us to better target medicine for individual needs.
The difficulty of reproducible lab tests in biology. Science has an aura of infallibility in our modern culture. We get the impression that scientific experiments are fail-safe when they produce results that can be repeated in different labs. But in biology, as it turns out, such repeatability is not as easy as most people assume. No matter how hard researchers try to keep conditions exactly alike, it seems nearly impossible to do. Highlighting this problem in an August issue of Nature, researchers told of their study on life-extending drugs years ago, which showed repeatedly that a drug extended roundworms' lives by as much as 67%. However, researchers at another laboratory were unable to reproduce the results no matter what they tried. More recent studies run into similar problems, even within the same lab. Seemingly insignificant factors, such as how gently roundworms were transplanted from one petri dish to another, can change the results. Other minor differences include whether cells are separated by stirring or gentle rocking, or minute differences in the content of distilled water. Clearly, life is more complex than our simplistic assumptions often acknowledge. If tightly controlled experiments are difficult to repeat reliably, what does this say about biologists' claims about other biological topics that can't even be tested, such as the origin of life? We need to be careful not to assume that science, any more than other human endeavors, is infallible. Bible believers can be sure that if scientific discoveries contradict the clear teaching of God's infallible word, they cannot be true. Christians should always use discernment when evaluating scientific findings, no matter what they claim. We can rest assured that God's word will always stand firm in the face of fallible human understanding.